Hi, I'm Catherine Marr, President and CEO of NPR. I want to take a moment to say a heartfelt thank you for supporting WSHU. Whether you've made a one-time gift or you're a monthly sustaining donor, your generosity is what keeps WSHU going. Because of you, we can continue to bring you the news, music, and storytelling you rely on every day. Your support ensures that public radio stays strong and accessible to all. Thank you for being an essential part of the WSHU community. We couldn't do it without you.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Helicopters drop thousands of gallons of water to put out brush fires around Connecticut. Nearly one in three election workers say they've been harassed on the job. Long Island leads New York in efforts towards green energy. Plus, Connecticut Republicans say they're suspicious about election integrity. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. As of yesterday afternoon, 50 brush fires were burning in Connecticut. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports helicopters have dropped hundreds of thousands of gallons of water to put them out.
Connecticut is currently experiencing its worst drought on record. Governor Ned Lamont says that means it's extremely susceptible to fires.
No open flames outdoors, no campfires, bonfires, fire pits, outdoor cooking until we get that rain, until we get a soaking rain, not a little sample out there. And if we do that together, we're going to get through what looks like a very flammable last month and the next couple of weeks.
Lamont says the Hawthorne fire that started in Berlin was likely started by a campfire. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
And the Hawthorne fire in Berlin is currently burning about 120 acres of land. New York State officials reassured voters yesterday that their ballots are safe and they're on the lookout for misinformation and voter intimidation. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
State Attorney General Tish James says her office is ready to tackle any instances of voter suppression or electioneering so that New Yorkers can feel safe when they head to the polls. And in the age of artificial intelligence, James has this warning.
You should never rely on AI chat box to answer questions about elections or voting. And if you receive a phone call with information about voting or elections, be vigilant. That information may be inaccurate or fake. Remember to verify information with official sources.
Governor Kathy Hochul says the state is ready to manage any election-related protests or demonstrations. Record numbers of New Yorkers have already voted early, according to officials. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Nearly one in three American election workers say they've been threatened or harassed on the job, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. Joanne Moore leads the Connecticut League of Women Voters, and she wants Congress to pass a law that bans open carry at the polls.
Threats of violence inhibit people from coming to the polls, and it inhibits our ability to get people to work at the polls. All of this impairs our democracy.
Legislation is sponsored by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. It would amend the Voting Rights Act of 1965. A proposal to ban weapons at polling places in Connecticut failed this legislative session. The Connecticut Mirror surveyed voters on how they feel about the issue of voter fraud in this election. That story is ahead.
Local support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare, the only health system in the Northeast with all its hospitals receiving A grades for safety from the Leapfrog Group, the nation's leading independent safety watchdog group. HartfordHealthCare.org.
Sometimes you need a little jolt of caffeine. Sometimes decaf is better. Whatever mood you're in, the music on Sunday Baroque is a satisfying brew. Pour yourself a steaming mug and take a sip of Sunday Baroque, Sundays at 7, here on WSHU.
Suffolk County has opened an election training center to educate poll inspectors and other workers through hands-on experience. The center in Yaphank will also serve as one of 28 early voting locations throughout the county. Both the Democratic and Republican election commissioners applauded the center and said it'll improve the professionalism and integrity of poll workers. Tweed New Haven Regional Airport is launching a flight tracking website to tell residents where and how loud planes are. The site is in response to concerns about planes disrupting the neighborhood. The website shows the exact location of planes and lets users file complaints. Long Island is leading New York in efforts to meet the state's green energy goals. The goal for 2025's solar and electric heat pump installation has already been reached. WSHU's Maya DeClay has more.
This year, Long Island surpassed 85,000 homes with solar rooftops, and the number of electric heat pumps has already exceeded the state's goal for 2025 by over 4,000. However, Long Island is not leading in battery storage. There are only two operational utility-scale battery storage units on the island due to fire safety concerns. There are almost 60,000 electric vehicle drivers on Long Island's roadways, a leader in the state, but still short of Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to get at least 178,000 electric vehicles on the road by next year. Maya DeClay, WSHU News.
More than 300,000 voters in Connecticut have already cast their ballots for the November 5th presidential election, but some are still suspicious of the process. WSHU's Ebong Udama spoke with Mark Pazniokas, co-founder of the Connecticut Mirror, and he's done in-depth reporting on this. It's part of the collaborative podcast, Long Story Short.
Voter fraud has been a major issue since the emergence of Donald Trump in 2016. The Connecticut Mirror surveyed voters on how this is playing out in Connecticut in the run-up to this year's election. What did you find?
We found that there are two very different tracks regarding trust in democracy and trust in how our elections are maintained. And there is a huge partisan divide in faith in whether or not our votes will be counted accurately and fairly on November 5th. The short answer is Democrats are very confident. Republicans, not so. There is in Connecticut a 66-point difference between Democrats and Republicans and their confidence that the votes nationally will be fairly counted. In Connecticut, there is more faith among Republicans that it'll be done accurately, but there's still a huge difference. Almost all Democrats say they're confident the votes in Connecticut will be counted fairly, only half of the Republicans.
Now, in Connecticut, we've had issues of voter fraud in Bridgeport that have been major national stories. How has that affected the perception of people in Connecticut itself?
The poll didn't specifically explore that, but I think it's fair to say that it's played a role, as well as President Trump's consistent claims that voter fraud is widespread and that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. So, you know, one quick point, voter fraud is real. Nobody really has ever credibly suggested that it's a myth. The question is it scalable? So in Bridgeport, the latest scandal has involved the handling of absentee ballots. So nobody has proven that these are actually fraudulent ballots or that ballots have been stolen. But the issue there was what we call ballot harvesting. Connecticut has very strict rules as to who can deliver an absentee ballot. And that is really the law that is quite clearly has been broken in Bridgeport. There is video evidence of campaign workers depositing ballots into the drop boxes. And, you know, that raises questions of whether there was undue influence of the people who filled out those ballots. But again, that is a different problem from what Donald Trump and others had promoted regarding the 2020 election. You know, there were allegations that the states that used Dominion voting systems machines, that those machines somehow were actually flipping votes from Donald Trump in 2020 to Joe Biden. Those have been roundly debunked, and Fox News has paid a significant penalty for their reporting that those allegations were true. They paid $787 million in damages to settle a defamation suit by Dominion. The other thing people should be aware of, even in those states where the Dominion machines were used, in most of those states, the machines don't record the vote. The machines produce a clean paper ballot that the voter then reviews and uses. So this cycle, the only state that I could find that still relies on machines to record the votes is in Louisiana. The other 49 states, there's a paper ballot involved, whether it's filled out by the voter with a pen or whether it's produced by a ballot marking machine, as is the case in places like Georgia.
An interesting thing that I saw in your story is that Connecticut is the home to Fight Voter Fraud, a nonprofit that was set up to go after perceptions of, well, basically to go after alleged voter fraud. Could you tell us a little bit about this organization?
Sure. They've been around for about 5 years, and they now have a budget of well over $1 million. And what they do mostly is they crunch data. They will compare the voter rolls in different states, looking for duplicates, looking for evidence that perhaps a voter had voted in more than one place, looking for evidence of votes being cast by people who were dead. And the State Elections Enforcement Commission has investigated, you know, many of their complaints, and they have found repeatedly that what Fight Voter Fraud has found was record-keeping issues in the case of apparently dead people voting, that what Elections Enforcement found is that the wrong name was checked off at the polls. So again, there's been a lot of pushback from Elections Enforcement. Fight Voter Fraud, they have a very low opinion of Elections Enforcement Commission, saying they're not nearly aggressive enough in exploring these things. There's no question there are voters who remain on the rolls for years after they move, or in some cases, after they die. But that does not mean people are going to the polls in person, impersonating somebody who has moved or has died. That's a felony. It's a felony in Connecticut. It's a felony in, I believe, every other state. The real issues with fraud tend to be, again, how people filling out absentee ballots are pressured. There have been cases in Connecticut of absentee ballots being stolen. There was a Democratic town chair in Stamford who was convicted of fraudulently obtaining absentee ballots in the names of real voters. He was caught because the system in that case did work. Some of those voters, when they went to the polls, were told, well, they had voted by absentee ballot. Those absentee ballots were taken out of the count, and the real voters were allowed to cast provisional ballots until it could be straightened out.
Well, okay. Well, thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Pazniokas is Capitol Bureau Chief and co-founder of the Connecticut Mirror. I'm Ebon Udama.
For the latest news from the Long Island Sound region, you can listen on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And if you're looking for more information about the upcoming election, head on over to WSHU.org to check out our voter guide. We have answers to all of your voting-related questions, early voting, ballot measures, deadlines, where you can go vote, and more. There's also an interactive map on there that can tell you who the candidates are in your region and what they stand for. Now, that page is a work in progress and will be updated as we get closer to Election Day with more of our reporting. So be sure to keep an eye on the guide. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day. I will speak to you tomorrow.